DSTV and GoTV Stream apps to stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2.
Lanjo.
Abo.
How come you're always smiling these days? New car or is it new girlfriend?
None of that. You are DSTV, boy.
DSTV? Ah, wait. Stop joking. Tell me more.
I paid for Compact and DSTV upgraded me to Compact Plus.
Wait, you mean when you pay for your current package, they upgrade you to the next higher package?
Hey, wait.
You should have told me earlier. I'm paying today. DSTV, here I come.
We got you. Pay and get upgraded for Mahala. This is a limited time offer. DSTV, your home of entertainment.
Lipilani, and get more than what you pay for. Pay for your current package and get Bevla. Yes, more value, more entertainment, and more smiles for your family to enjoy with GoTV. Pay for your GoTV Plus, then Tizamstan upgrade to GoTV Max. Pay for GoTV Max, you get GoTV Super. Pay for Super, and you get Super Plus at no extra cost. Fulindina Chani, enjoy more channels, more sports, makatuni avana, nama drama. Pay for your current package and get upgraded to the next higher package on us. This is a limited time offer. GoTV, love it.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news: HH6 UAE's help in mining sector. Media experts calls for accountability in traditional media. International news: Cameroon's president seeks to extend 43-year rule. In sports news, Barbara Banda optimistic to win Nigeria in the next match. With the news in detail, my name is James Mwale. In local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has called on the United Arab Emirates, UAE, to collaborate with Zambia in addressing bureaucratic challenges hindering the growth in the mining sector. Speaking at State House today when he held a meeting with Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of the UAE, Sheikh Shakbot, and his delegation, President Hichilema emphasized the need for both countries to work together to expedite the implementation of agreements and resolve issues promptly. He highlighted the importance of the Mopani project and encouraged more UAE investments in Zambia's mining sector. President Hichilema expressed gratitude for the UAE's support in international platforms and organizations and pledged Zambia's reciprocity in supporting UAE candidates. And UAE Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Sheikh Shakbot, has underscored the growing trade ties between his country and Zambia, highlighting the significant increase in bilateral trade, which has risen by 300% from 2019 to 2024. The UAE minister has also expressed his country's commitment to further expedite trade and economic cooperation with Zambia, citing the potential for mutual benefit. Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, has urged internal auditors in the public sector to uphold transparency and professionalism in their service to the Zambian people. Kangwa has further called on the auditors to be courageous in rooting out corruption and misconduct and to align their work with the highest ethical standards. he says government expects to see clear strategies that reduce audit queries, contributing to improved accountability and efficiency in public service delivery. Speaking when he opened the 2025 Internal Audit Annual Conference in Lusaka today, he emphasized the need for quality assurance and enhanced digital integration for auditors to remain proactive. Kangwa stressed that the role of internal auditors is central to good governance that restores public trust while serving the people. Meanwhile, Acting Controller of Internal Audit, Jamie Mukua, said the conference will help auditors assess their practices and strengthen efforts to safeguard public resources. A representative from Kasambe Secondary School has said that the introduction of the licensure examinations for teachers is a welcome move which has been long overdue. Catherine Chola, who is the acting head of department at the school, compared teaching to other professions, pointing out that they have their own licensure exams, and it is only fair that it is also introduced under the education sector. Chola says that this will allow teaching to reach an international level, and it will improve the quality of education, which will raise the education standard in Zambia. She added that the exams will help filter out unqualified individuals from the profession, now that not anyone can be allowed to teach, but only the most qualified teachers will be able to practice teaching. Chola also stated that the cabinet made the right decision to improve this bill, and the teachers are excited for this new development, as this will make sure that only competent individuals are allowed to teach. Still in local news, the Emerald and Semi Precious Stones Mining Association of Zambia, ESMAS, says the recent gold rush in Mfungwe highlights the urgent need for formalization and greater cooperation with the mining sector. ESMAS President Victor Kalesha has welcomed the government's decision to temporarily suspend illegal mining activities in the area to ensure safety and prevent potential accidents. Kalesha says that formalizing small-scale mining operations through the creation of cooperatives and acquisition of licenses is essential for promoting sustainable and responsible mining practices. He says government's establishment of an aggregator Zambia Gold Company under ZCCMIH to purchase gold from the artisanal and small-scale mining ASM sector is a positive move. Kalesha adds that this model has already shown promise in Mumbwa and could potentially do as in Rufunza and as Rufunza. He also urged government to facilitate access to formal markets and financial resources for small-scale operators. Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati has emphasized the need for financial institutions to prioritize data privacy in Zambia amidst ongoing infrastructure and energy challenges. Speaking at the third banking industry symposium organized by Stanbic Bank in Lusaka today under the theme Impact of Data Privacy on the Financial Sector, Mutati highlighted the importance of banks remaining vigilant to cyber threats. He noted that this is crucial for the banking sector's contribution to the economy and financial inclusion, which has seen a significant increase in the cyber index from 68% to 92% between 2021 and 2024. At the same event, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalyalia represented by Director Supervision Linus.